News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
James Price is with us. He's political commentator for The Telegraph. The phrase that Claire Byrne was using there, James, was an Irish colloquialism, which is welcome to senior hurling, as in you're in the big leagues now. Is he in for a very difficult fight in the coming months?
It's a great phrase. I'm going to have to try and use it myself. And I don't think this will be a particularly big electoral fight, because all the other political parties have, aware that they would probably lose it, have decided they will not be fielding candidates taking part and are generally calling it a gimmick. But I think if there's an investigation into Nigel Farage's finances going on in Parliament, now if that comes back and says that he's broken various rules, he might have to go and do another by-election, perhaps in the autumn. And all bets are off at that point, because Farage himself would be able to say, let's tell them again, the kind of playbook he wanted to run for the second potential Brexit referendum that never actually happened. But all the other parties can say, look, he played you for fools, he's been found guilty, now vote him out. So I think this is the sort of phony war to what might happen in the autumn.
It is, though, it is an interesting parallel with what we were discussing earlier on with Marine Le Pen and what we saw with Donald Trump. Presumably it is grist to his mill in his capacity to say, this is the establishment using the powers of the state to victimise me, your voice and your advocate.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right about that. I think the Marine Le Pen example is very interesting. I'd heard from some analysts in France ahead of that decision coming out that it sounded like they were going to make it so that she would be able to run, precisely because her deputy, Jordan Bardella, is actually much more popular and has fewer skeletons in his closet than she does. And so the kind of lawfare goes back and forth in all sorts of different ways. And I think in general, it's a good idea to let the people have a say on these kind of things. And what Farage will be able to do is say, look, I've had this criticism, I put myself up for election, my party is even paying for the by-election costs, the $250,000 or whatever it will cost to do this. Whereas Andy Burnham, who we talked about last time I came on your show, is being made Prime Minister with only a by-election and not a full general election at all. So I think he can play that democracy card, and he's going to keep saying the people versus the establishment over and over again.
Now, he is obviously going to be pursued by the media. I mean, he's already accusing the media of haranguing him and trying to intimidate his family. But there will be a constant drip feed as the analysis and as the investigation goes on. Is that in any way damaging to him, or does it just continue to polarise reaction of people who have already taken a position?
I'm not sure it's going to make a huge difference. I think the problem that Reform have got is in trying to win over and cannibalise more of the Conservative Party's votes. And the reason they're not being successful in that is because people have already made their minds up about him. You know, they think he's a little bit spivvy. They think he's a little bit non-classy, which is why even though Rupert Lowe, who is a former Reform MP who set up his own party further to the right of Reform called Restore, are you keeping up yet, is seen as a kind of country squire, old gentry type. And therefore gets to play against Farage's sort of let's go down the pub and have a few pints and some cigarettes kind of shtick. I've got to say, I know Nigel a little bit, and I do think that his anger that he evinced in that clip from coming off the airport was genuine. All you had to do was look at his Twitter feed. He's putting pictures of himself up with J.D. Vance on the American Independence Day itself, and they knew exactly what plane he was getting off to asking questions. So why were they going to his daughter's house? And I'll finish by saying I've seen the kind of security that Farage has around him that is all paid for out of private pockets, whoever those pockets may be, because the Metropolitan Police and the British government refused to give him protection, despite pretty credible threats, it looks like to me, every time I've seen him out and about in public. And when we've had two members of Parliament killed in the last couple of years, and neither of them had nearly the kind of controversy surrounding them that Nigel Farage has, where you know that he's constantly called a far-right Nazi and all these sorts of things. It seems to me that all of this could and should have been fixed by the British state paying for security for someone like that, knowing the kind of political violence that we've seen in recent years.
It is a fine point, James. Thank you very much. And by the way, we will read The Telegraph with interest to see the phrase senior hurling cropping up in the coming days and weeks. James Price, political commentator for The Telegraph there. 53106 if you want to get in touch, or 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.